Hey, wake up.
Welcome to the Numbers Podcast. On the Numbers Podcast, we present general information about various topics, looking at each topic from a numbers point of view. In this episode, we will look at manufacturing capacity and impact during a war, and the manufacturing capacity of the United States and China. The numbers presented in this podcast were generated by an artificial intelligence known as ChatGPT. The numbers are close enough for the purposes of this podcast. Do not make any life-changing decisions based on this podcast. To those of you who have kindly offered to send me money, please check your email inbox. As you requested, I have provided all my banking information. This episode of the Numbers Podcast will continue shortly. At the end of World War II, the USA was manufacturing per year over 96,000 military aircraft. For comparison, from their war years of 1935 to 1945, Germany manufactured a total of about 120,000 military aircraft, and Japan manufactured about 76,000 military aircraft for the entire war. Between 1942 and 1945, the U.S. manufactured about 230,000 military aircraft. At the end of World War II, the USA was manufacturing per year over 88,000 military tanks. For comparison, from their war years of 1935 to 1945, Germany manufactured a total of about 50,000 military tanks. Between 1942 and 1945, the USA manufactured about 102,000 military tanks. Germany and Japan built their war-making capabilities in the 1930s and were way ahead of the USA and its allies. But once the USA got its manufacturing capability into war production, we quickly outperformed Germany and Japan. While many factors went into the Allies defeating Germany and Japan in World War II, the industrial capacity of the USA and its production numbers indicate it had a huge impact. In 2017, Xi Jinping laid out a blueprint to make China the global superpower by 2050. There is a possibility that the USA and China will be in a shooting conflict before then. The probable start is Taiwan. Is the industrial capacity of the USA capable of supporting a prolonged war today? If you have not noticed, China is the world's largest manufacturer. The outsourcing of manufacturing from the United States to China began to accelerate in the 1990s. With many U.S. companies moving production to take advantage of lower labor costs and other factors in China. China is the largest manufacturer of raw materials in the world, with a wide range of manufacturing capabilities. The country's manufacturing industry is supported by a large labor force, low labor cost, and a massive investment in infrastructure and technology. Some of the most significant raw materials manufactured in China include steel, aluminum, cement, chemicals, and textiles. China's manufacturing industry has grown rapidly in recent years, with the country becoming a major global power in manufacturing. The result is that China has become a manufacturing powerhouse, producing raw materials at a scale that is difficult to match. China is the world's largest producer of steel, producing approximately 1 billion metric tons of crude steel in the year 2020. The United States is the world's fourth largest producer of steel, producing approximately 72 million metric tons of crude steel in 2020. All this according to the World Steel Association. China produces over 13 times as much crude steel as does the USA. China is the world's largest producer of aluminum, producing approximately 37 million metric tons of primary aluminum in 2020. The United States is the world's second largest producer of aluminum, producing approximately 1.1 million metric tons of primary aluminum in 2020. All this according to the International Aluminum Institute. China produces over 33 times as much primary aluminum as does the USA. China is the world's largest producer and exporter of clothing, producing approximately 25% of the world's total clothing output, according to the World Trade Organization. The United States is not among the top clothing producing countries in the world. However, it is a major consumer and importer of clothing. According to the Global Energy Monitor, China had approximately 1,082 gigawatts of coal-fired power plant capacity at the end of 2020. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the United States had approximately 223 gigawatts of coal-fired power plant capacity as of January 2021. China has almost five times as much coal-fired generating capacity as the USA. By 2050, it is the goal of every utility in the USA to be carbon neutral in their power generation because of a misguided government policy. That will mean no capacity to generate power with coal. China is not under a misguided government policy to shut down its coal-fired power generation. In fact, China continues to build more coal-fired power generation. China added 30.7 gigawatts in 2019 and 38.4 gigawatts in 2020, while the USA is closing its coal-fired power generation plants. By 2050, every utility in the USA plans to have no operating coal-fired power generating plants. Is it a coincidence that it is China's goal to be the world superpower in 2050? The fuel indicators of the USA capacity compared to its likely foe in a war are: China produces over 13 times as much crude steel as does the USA. China produces over 33 times as much primary aluminum as does the USA. China is the world's largest producer and exporter of clothing, while the USA produces little clothing. China has almost five times as much coal-fired power generating capacity as the USA. Who do you think would be able to produce more war material? Thank you. Thank you for listening to the Numbers Podcast. To paraphrase a physicist, Tom Campbell, be an open-minded skeptic. If you'd like to send a comment, ask a question, or suggest a topic, please email me at mynumberspodcast@gmail.com. The email address has continuous letters with no spaces. Until next time, be love.